Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Airgun Podcast. I'm your host, Tay. And in today's episode, continuing with the RMAC miniseries from 2021, we are talking with Markeith Hall, who is the man behind the scenes at Donnie FL and Saber Tactical. He does their social media, and as you'll hear in the video, in this little interview, he does a lot more there. So anyway, really excited for you guys to check out this episode, and it was awesome to get to meet Markeith and just hear his story, how he got involved with all this stuff, and make a new friendship out of it as well. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hey guys, I'm here with one of the top five best looking people at the RMAC right now. I think probably the tallest, and he will dunk on you. So I'm gonna let him introduce himself and what he does and just talk about his experience here at RMAC and getting into the airgun industry and a little bit of a military background as well. But this guy is a talented son of a gun. So take it away, my friend.
All right, well, my name is Markeith Hall. I am the all-around marketing guy for Donnie FL and Saber Tactical. I do their graphics design, their videography, photography, web design, social media management. I literally do it all. I'm a jack of all trades. As far as the military background, I come from the United States Marine Corps. I served 6 years in the Marine Corps doing exactly the same thing. So it was a dream come true when I ended up getting out of college, getting my degree after the military, and, you know, Donnie hired me onto the team. So I literally do, you know, what I fell in love with in the first place for my job. So, yeah.
Couldn't be any better, man. So how did you stumble from the military to Donnie FL? How did that work?
I mean, it wasn't a quick road. I mean, as soon as I got out of the military, directly after that, it wasn't even a month, I was already enrolled into Full Sail University. I wasn't playing around. Mm-hmm. You know, my whole reason for joining the military was to get a degree. I wanted to get money for it. So as soon as I got out, I was like, I'm not gonna renege on that. Mm-hmm. So I went into school, did 2 years to get my bachelor's degree. And then before I even graduated, you know, I knew that the GI Bill was gonna be, you know, running out, mm-hmm. and my bills wasn't gonna be able to get paid if, you know, that's the case.
Right.
So I just started immediately applying for every job that was available. Like, I wasn't even applying for like graphics, like just specifically. Mm-hmm. I was just applying for anything. I think I had got an interview for a job called College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. They wanted me for a team leader position. But yeah, I had that interview the same week that Donnie called me for, you know, his interview. And so that was on a Monday. He got me in that Tuesday. Before I even was done driving back home from the interview, he was like, hey, I want to give you the job.
So, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you and I got a chance to talk about that when I heard your story and just how cool it is to be a part of Donnie FL. But what was it like coming from the military background to air guns? Did you have any idea that these types of air guns even existed, or like what you could do with air guns, or how has that experience been from firearms and military stuff to these crazy high-end air guns?
Honestly, I didn't know that these things existed at all. I mean, the first thing that I ever heard about PCP air rifles was when Donnie called me. And when he was explaining it to me during like the phone call to get the interview like going, I looked at him like, obviously I didn't look at him, but right. You know, I have this look on my face over the phone like, what is he talking about? He makes suppressors for air guns. I'm thinking about like the BB guns, you know,
right,
those
right.
little, you know, airsoft. And I'm just like, that doesn't make sense. But then he referred me to the website, and then that's when I got all the knowledge, and then I started looking up YouTube videos and stuff like that, and I was like, whoa, this is a world beyond the world that I know.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so once I got to, you know, getting into the knowledge of everything and starting to look up everything and seeing exactly how cool it was, I was infatuated with it. But yeah, coming from a world, you know, I have an AR-15, I got pistols and stuff like that, and then using the M16 in the military, in the Marine Corps. I mean, with my honest opinion, you know, of course the recoil and how loud it is and stuff like that is going to be different, but when it comes down to marksmanship and, you know, actually indulging into the art form of, you know, the technicalities, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, and people wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't even believe it
right. If
I didn't know. But shooting, it's the same sensation. You know, it's just as addictive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. And it's cool, man. I think it's really cool for someone like you to go from not knowing that exists and then working for a company that, you know, specializes in aftermarket and customized stuff with Donnie FL and Saber Tactical. And it's just like, I don't know, seems like an amazing opportunity, and you've taken, you know, full advantage of that. So super awesome. How can people be following along to support you and to support Donnie FL, Saber Tactical, in the line of work that you're in?
I mean, you know, I think the most obvious thing is to, you know, follow us on social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, you know, YouTube, it's all the same. We even got a TikTok, but, you know, for Donnie FL, we just got a TikTok. We don't know exactly what range we're going to do with it yet,
yeah.
But, you know, Donnie, one thing that people don't know about him is that this guy has a sense of humor, man. He has a really good sense of humor. But yeah, he wants to do some funny stuff on TikTok. But yeah, everything is Donnie FL. You know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Donnie FL, and then also Saber Tactical. At the moment, we only have Instagram and Facebook for Saber Tactical, but eventually I'm gonna do the same thing. I run everything.
You got a lot on your plate then.
Yeah, I run everything, so I'm just trying to do one thing at a time. But if you want to support us, then I would definitely give us a follow on every form of social media that you can find us on.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as me personally, you know, I have a mission to get more people of color, you know, interested into, you know, this industry.
Sure.
Because there's really not that many people who know. And when I ask any of my family members or I ask any of my friends, they don't know what this is.
Right.
You know, but they love firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is something that, you know, could be just as equally as beneficial for them, you know, as firearms are to them, you know?
Sure.
So I want to get people of color in there. So I want to start doing, you know, YouTube channels just to, you know, cater to that demographic.
Sure.
You
and
know?
What do you think, why do you think there is less people of color in the industry? Is it a cultural difference? What do you think it is?
I think it's just knowledge, you know, the lack of knowledge. They don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you go onto YouTube and you start looking up like firearms, there's tons, you know, there's tons of African Americans doing content on firearms. You know, one of the people that I follow the most is Black Rambo. I love his stuff. You know, guy is amazing. You know, I love his energy. Also ex-Marine, you know, that's what got me, you know, sucked me in. And I was also stationed out there in Louisiana, so that also got me. But you know, it's a ton of us doing that kind of content, but there's nobody that knows about the PC, like even anybody. When I tell them what my job is, they don't even know what these air guns are.
Yeah, so. The most common thing I get when I tell people, they're like, what do you do? And I tell them about the podcast, and they're like, so it's like airsoft? And I'm like, no. Not airsoft.
Mm-hmm.
This is like airsoft
times 30.
Times 30,000, dude. Airsoft is sweet. Don't get me wrong. I love watching those videos of the guys, like, you know, with their scope camera stuff and all that kind of stuff. But this is more, I mean, we're talking lethal things.
Yeah, so non-lethal to lethal.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the disconnect. And then, of course, precision comes with that. Power comes with that. Hunting comes with that. So I totally know how that goes. But that's awesome, man. So, guys, that's what we have for you for this. Make sure you're following along. Say what's up to him on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, all that stuff that boosts the ratings on YouTube and social media. Make sure you're doing it. That's if you don't have a Donnie FL, get one. You need one, okay? Even if you don't even have an air gun, just buy a Donnie FL, okay? You can do that.
It's definitely industry standard. Also, you know, you can find me personally at markeith.d.hall. on Instagram and on Facebook, just Markeith Hall. I'll be tagged in photos and videos in on the Donnie FL Instagram. It's easy to find me. You'll be able to find me anyway. But yeah.
Wicked. Well, Markeith,
Dude, thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
And
anytime.
We'll be working around some Florida party time soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Iguana Tacos.
Look out for the Fat Boy. The Fat Boy is coming back. Fat Boy 2.0. So that a lot of people have been asking about that. We're bringing it back. And also be looking out for the Great Kami. Just a little bit of a little shout out to myself. I named it and did the graphics design for it. So, yeah, thank me for that.
Support.
But, yeah, it's coming out. That's the 72 caliber suppressor for the AEA Zeus. So I know a lot of people have been asking for that, and it's coming.
All right, guys, that is it for today's episode. Like he said, check out the Great Kami and the Fat Boy 2.0 that just dropped a few days ago here, and it looks awesome. Both products do. Now, again, Donnie FL and Saber Tactical, they do not sponsor this podcast, so I'm not slinging this. I don't get anything from this. I'm just saying they make dope stuff. I love what they make. I have what they make on my guns. I've been using them for a long time, and I've been really impressed with their products, as well as just who they are as people and organizations. So I love them, I support them, and I encourage you guys to do the same. Go check them out. If you haven't had a chance to get a Donnie, get after it. The Fatboy 2.0, I think, is really just an innovative thing that they've come up with that is a little bit different than what they've done before, but is going to deliver the same awesome product they've been delivering for a long time. So thanks so much. Go check them out. Even if all you want to get is a t-shirt, they got the Saber Tactical gear, which, if I do say so myself, it looks pretty dang good, okay? They make awesome stuff, and that's always just a bonus. So again, go check them out. Go support. If all you can get is a t-shirt, grab a t-shirt. But thanks so much. We'll see you guys on the next one.